Fourth assignment. The last assignment was further work on the platform. Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "When the following platform is understood, and the letter and the spirit bear witness, the infallibility of divine metaphysics will be demonstrated." Close quote. You are more and more bringing out how infallible this science is. You who have studied and memorized the first 20 steps have found this to be invaluable in your work. You all have problems, at least you call them problems, but really, they are opportunities to prove your science to be the true way of life. Many times I have awakened in the night and some problem would present itself. It might be a problem with which I had struggled before retiring, one which I was sure I had settled, or sometimes it is an old difficulty that I had almost forgotten. Perhaps some of you know how these skeletons get out of the closet and stalk around at night. Whatever the problem, I begin to mull it over. I carry on much conversation with the individual or with the group. I plan what I will say when they say this or that thing to me, and on I go, completely mesmerized with all this, forgetting for the moment that I should fully arouse myself and realize I am only talking with myself. It is only a waking dream. Then I say to myself, I must get back to sleep. If I don't get the full number of hours, I will not be able to do all I wish to accomplish on the morrow. The devil just will not let me rest. I continue the argument with myself, namely that I am too much awake to go back to sleep, that I have not finished my sleep. Then I think I should get up and study, but really I say I am not fully enough awake to get up and study, and if I did, I would not get much out of my study at this time, and yet I am too fully awake to go back to sleep. Many of you have had this same experience. Now, I will tell you what I have been doing the last few years. I get up and study. It is very simple. Who said it was simple? I said so. It is only a matter of decision. All I have to do is to decide. As Mrs. Eddy says, quote, "Your decisions will master you, whichever direction they take," close quote. I refuse to live in the valley of indecision. I turn the light right on and start memorizing the platform. The error seems to follow along. I seem to be saying one thing and thinking another. It is somewhat ridiculous how Satan persists. Zechariah says, quote, "He showed me Joshua, the high priest, standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him." Close quote. At a time like this, you should laugh. And if you do, the error will begin to seem unreal. There is one thing his satanic majesty cannot stand, and that is ridicule. You know, no mortal can even stand ridicule. A mortal is the devil's servant. You are now seeing that the error is only a pretense, a notion to which you give no credence. You continue with the platform, and now the truth is gaining ground in your consciousness. This holding steadfastly to the platform brings the ever-operative divine principle into your experience. The error fades out, and like any other ghost, it leaves when you turn on the light. This you have done by staying with the platform. The platform is infallible. Every time when I have followed the procedure just given, the error has lessened to the point where it ceased to annoy me, or it vanished altogether. Work this way. It brings results. In Miscellany, we read, quote, "Beloved Christian Scientists, keep your mind so filled with truth and love that sin, disease, and death cannot enter them." Close quote. These great truths in our leader's writings are dynamic. They are God speaking. Let him speak. Nearly every testimony we hear at a Wednesday night testimony meeting, as well as the testimonies we read in our periodicals, are solved by the individual clinging to some great truth from Mrs. Eddy's writings. These individuals have allowed nothing else to enter their consciousness. Quote, "Good thoughts are an impervious armor. Clad therewith, you are completely shielded from the attacks of error of every sort." Close quote. All you have to do is to just hold to good. If you have anything besides good in your thought, just who is allowing it on your premises? Are you not the porter? Study your textbook. It is not sufficient to study the lesson sermon, as great as it is. Study your platform. It is foundational. Study all of Mrs. Eddy's writings. There are many suggestions which come to you to get you to put off memorizing. These are hypnotic suggestions to which you give heed, and these interfere with your progress. One member said she could not memorize the platform. I questioned her as to what she had committed to memory. She knew the Lord's Prayer, the Scientific Statement of Being, all of Mrs. Eddy's hymns. I asked her if she remembered when she memorized them and how long it took her. She laughed and said, "Dr. Merriman, you should have been a lawyer." What she had memorized was well over 3,000 words, and there are only 2,800 words in the platform. Another member of the association who is using the platform and who has memorized it in its entirety quoted to me from the Sermon on the Mount, quote, "Lay not up for yourselves treasures upon earth, where moth and rust doth corrupt, and where thieves break through and steal. But lay up for yourselves treasures in heaven, where neither moth nor rust doth corrupt, and where thieves do not break through nor steal." Close quote. She said, "I have come to see memorizing is simply laying up treasure in heaven. Lay some of these treasures aside. They will serve you well. Treasure your platform. Your memorizing of it is your supply in time of need. How many times have you been confronted suddenly with some tremendous problem, and you seemed for a moment bewildered? And then, like a flash, came the thought, 'What have I in the house?' Your treasure came quickly as the Scientific Statement of Being, and you relied on that. You held steadfastly to the great treasure, with its qualities of eternal duration, its harmony and goodness, and its ever-sustaining truth, and you were safe. You learned that you brought these qualities into your experience in the exact proportion of your holding to these truths. You had healing.